Sometimes I have a halacha.
You have tefillah that was now, you determined to give it to an animal, so it's not fully grown. Or you want to use it for making alumot, which means that you're going to use this to bind the bales of hay. But it's not meant for eating. The thing, Igudei Hashum, Ravudat Hashum, about the selling. Well, you want to use it for that matter. You have things that you want to use to bind shum, or even if you have already bound bunches of garlic or of onion. But these garlics and onions generally are then gathered together into a large pile. So you may leave little piles or bunches that you tie up in the field. You'll have maybe 10, 20 in a place. But then you go and you bring them together afterwards into a larger pile. But small piles like that aren't much use. Therefore, it's not a Gemar Malacha. Remember that in order for there to be Shikra, it has to be the Shikra of the Gemar Malacha. Over here, this is not the completion of what you're going to be doing with the Shum and the Bissalim. In Lam Shikra, and therefore there's no Shikra. The Kohat Munim Ba'aret, things that are in the ground and that grow in the ground, but there's root things like Luk, Shum, Bissalim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Elam Shikra anyway, because they are things that are not in your Sada, they're not exposed in your Sada, which is the Gemara of the Machlokas. The basis of the Machlokas, it has to do with the Machlokas of Tumun Be'esh, believe it or not. So we have the same Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim here, you'll notice in reverse. Rabbi Yehuda is saying Tumun is Sada, and the Chachamim is saying Tumun is Chayat, right? So from our Bava Kama perspective, this Mishnah has some very interesting connotations. Rabbi Yehuda saying, Eilam Shikha. Chachamim Amrim Yesh Lam Shikha. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda, by the way, Mishnah is Mashma, that Nitna means this is its purpose in life, meaning that I granted it for that purpose. Not so about Nitna. It's not really true. But it means that it was dedicated from the beginning for this purpose, given for the animals. When it says given, it means that people know Slam and not Litna. At whatever point, I might have even taken it and then given it. And I was, at whatever point it is determined by me that this is not meant to be used by people, at that point, there's no fear of Shikra on it. Now, Taman Tanina, back in Bava Kama, we had a machlokas between Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim, and it sure seems different than this. Over there it says, Hamadlikat Agadish Vayubo Kelim, Rav Yehuda Omer Shalem Kol Masha B'tochah. Rav Yehuda says if the guy had things stuck in his haystack, he would have to pay anything that was in it. And the Chachamim say, no, it's Tamun, Enem Shalom, Ela Gadish Chikim, or Gadish Shaurim, depending on what it is he sees on the surface. Now, this is strange. Mishlefai, he tells to Rav Yehuda, first of all, let's take a look at Rav Yehuda. He's made a 180 degree turn about. Tamanu on a Rabotita Tamun. Over there he says, Kama is to teach me that your Chayav even on Tamun. And he says, oh, that's Kamas, it's the same thing. I mean, that means it's extra, therefore, it means that it's going to be Marva Tamun. And over here he says, Prasa Tamun. So why did he change his whole approach? Can you explain that to me? Says the Gemara, Taman v'ne'echal ha-gadish o ha-kama. Over there, what's the process that he analyzes? As we had in the Gemara, ha-gadish o ha-kama. Now, mi mashmash o ha-kama. In yodeya sh-ha-gadish o bichlal. If it says kama already, so what now is being added by this kama? You're not telling me anything new. So therefore, I have to understand it, that what it's doing is Gufa telling me that it's Matam and Lomar Gadish is to tell me Lerabot Etat Tamun. That even if there was something else that was there, it means that I'm going to have to pay for it. Whereas Hacha, Sadefa, Kitsir Sadefa, is telling me that your Sadeh has to be like a Sadeh. Okay, so it's like a Sadeh, then it has to be the Gavut. Something that grows under the ground can't be called a Sadeh. It's not noticeable, it's invisible. And therefore, Trot the Tamun. As far as the Rabbanan are concerned, it's also Mikla Fashita Tayyar. we completely switch darshin to two, because over there, samani minamrin prata samun, zakata minamrin, lavotata samun. How come over there they say we exclude tamun? And how come over here they say we include tamun? Again, over there, taman o ha kama, o ha sadeh. So we're saying over here, what's the O? That it's comparing, what the Gemara said about the Kama, in Makish, the Sada, and the Kama. So just like we say, Matzadeh Begalui, Akol Davar Shuhu Begalui. So do only things that are similar to Sada. Brahmaka Sadha Begalui. The word Sada would have mean only things that are visible. And that would have told me prostitute with home. So now when it tells me Kiptircha, Kiptircha, the Lashon of Kotsir, is also meaning that there's something sticking up and I'm cutting it down. I don't call it Kotsir, you're pulling something out of the earth. So Kiptircha would also mean the goal of Prasatoma. But that's a Mir Akramir. Then Mir Akramir, Ela Lelavot. And over here it would be coming Lelavot et Hatamun.
Would
a Rehuda
give something that may be on the ground
that
is visible above ground?
He knows, because it depends what it is that you're that it's growing in the context.
The carrot would not be. Right? The body thing is the top, not the carrot itself.
Yeah, because you're on the vegetable garlic, you also see the top. Okay, I mean, you also see the top. There's nothing that doesn't have a top. I mean, you're
on the
roof.
Carrot?
You've got to have a plant. Everything uses chlorophyll.
Why is it?
Because that's not what I'm harvesting. It's not called kitzircha. Somebody who now is doing a ktira at night. So we could say that the reason that he left something behind in this case is simply because it was dark, but not because, I mean, he certainly wouldn't have forgotten it. So we should call that it was mishka makmata barakher. Like, let's say somebody had put something over it, and it was kashim over it. So then it's not considered to be shikha. So we get this darkness over it. It's late at night. This is a smaller plant. You didn't see it. Or he's ma'amir at night. Or for that matter, he's a suma, obviously. He doesn't have a day and night. Yeshlo shikha. Nonetheless, he has shikha. Because the context in which you decided to do it determines what shikha is. When you decide to do your soda at night, it means that you believe that you're going to be able to do your kshira, and this is the kshira that you're doing. In those contexts, if you forgot something because maybe you wouldn't have forgotten it if it was light, that's not called Mavos Dovrachar. This is when you did your kshira.
But you could say that tomorrow during the day when it comes.
Ah, we'll talk about that in a moment. The ima ayamit kaven lisolot hagas hagas. Emoshika. Somebody who says, look, I'm just taking the big things right now. I'm going to let the other things sit in the field until they grow up a bit. They're not really ready for harvesting. So then that's not considered to be shikha, because since you're coming back and you're going to look every day to see what's ready, you're going to come back and you're going to notice everything. You're going to, this has nothing to do with the case before. We'll get into the case of the Shabbat in a moment. And here's the thing. If you might have thought, there's another indication that such a statement of intent would be sufficient. The im amar, hare ani koser, alnirat matani shochiach et ol. I mean, I'm doing a ktira, which, I know it's not the best circumstances. I intend to look it over again, just as he was saying by the God. I'm not finishing up my ktira. I'm going to be coming back. That's fine. Over here he's saying, well, I'm going to do my ktira, but I'd like to do it again, just to make sure I don't leave anything behind. Yesh lo shikha. That doesn't help. But you cannot make a waiver on shikha. If you did your ktira, you did your ktira. Because that's like, as the Gemara says, it's like being matna mashakatub the Torah. I don't want to forget anything. Therefore, I will always come back and check. Okay, fine. So in other words, what you're saying is, the Torah said, if you forgot something in your ktira, it shouldn't be forgotten. It's matna mashakatub the Torah. Putting a waiver into the
situation.
That's the ktira you decided on. But if you're not completing your ktira, because you're taking only the God, then you haven't done your ktira. See when you're coming back?
Well, since you started at night, but you plan to continue the day.
So yeah, but you didn't finish it, yeah. But over here you finished, and you said, well, Anna, just in case I forgot something, I'm coming back. Anybody could say that. We'll go over it again to make sure that there's no shikha.
Yeah,
that was the whole point of shikha. You can't go over it again.
The road he had done at night. Or what? The shikha was involved. Whatever he missed in those roads is his history, even if he's coming back the next day.
Yeah, it's like any field.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah.
That sounds like
his
what you've done.
Now, by the way, the way to read the mishnah, any must be something that might get confused. Hakotzer balayla v'hameamer v'hameamer balayla, and then tsuma obviously bein bayom bein balayla. You don't get it? You with me? So there, the saying enoshika. Only the yonah. That's where it. By the way, lotos davar gatsi halav gatsi. If he comes afterwards to take the things that were left in his field. And he's going to come down and he's going to take the gatim, and he forgets the gatim. So you're saying, since the guy's going to be coming back, so these things are the gatim, and that's what he's looking for when he comes back, and then he's going to find them. But it's not only that. It's even if he forgot the gatim when he was coming back to take the gatim, you say, gee, that's strange. I mean, the whole point he was looking for was what was ready to take. That's definitely the shikha, right? No, not true. Because the kimiakash of darko libachin begatim, his normal way of doing this, it's curious, this is a psychological insight, his normal way of doing this would have been to have removed the gatim. So strangely enough, what is his focus now? His focus is to see things that have just arrived at the stage at which he's willing to take it, right? So now when he's coming back to take the gatim, he no longer notices the gatim that he meant to take before. Right? It's like, there's crazy things happen to you, you go upstairs, take something, right? And you have to be, while you're going upstairs, you have something in your hand that you go, oh, I might as well go up, but that happens to me all the time. Every day. You might as well go down. You go, you put the thing away, you walk down without taking the thing that you went up. That's the same thing over here. The guy is only looking for the gatim like a nut. So he leaves the gatim behind. That's not considered to be shikha in this case. Because it's not considered to be shikha that he was going to get. He was never going to get them. He was only looking for the gatim. It's a very strange thing. So, and Omar, we said, Ani eto. If he says, says the Mishnah, that I just want to make it very clear, this is not my final looking over my field. I'm going to come back tomorrow and look again. Doesn't matter. Why? No, mashkatu batara. Kola matmea mashkatu batara. No, oh, but hell. I've run out of the base of my own.
He even had something to hide his affair
there. Her, aloha alif. Kol zayt, sheyesh lo shem batadeh. Any particular olive tree that has a special identification in which you call it by a special name, and we'll see why you're calling it such a name. Even if it's called a Zayat Netufa, dripping tree, which is so rich, but it's only Bishatra, it's only for like a month out of the year that you were identified in that fashion. I mean, normally it doesn't look different than any other tree. That's enough. If shakacho, eno shikha. Because something that is uniquely identifiable is not considered to be shakuach. Shakuach is when something is part of a mass. But not something that's not part of a mass is not forgotten. It's like the person who forgets. How many kids do I have? Which happens. I mean, you don't remember the name of all of your kids necessarily. That's really not shakuach. But you have to think. What?
Outstanding.
Outstanding, yes. So once it's outstanding, you can't be forgotten. When is this true that it's not considered to be shikra? When it's yadua, either bishmo, it's known with a particular name, the ma'asav, or because of the way in which it acts, or the mekomo, and because of its place. I'll give you some examples. Bishmo. You call it by its name, and we're going to have to discuss it because it sure sounds like it's mice in here. So you call it the Shokhani. the gushing tree. Or you call it the Baishani, which is not clear whether it means the embarrassed tree or the embarrassing tree. Or maybe it means the Baishan tree, right? But then that would be near enough. So Bamaisa would mean, because it's owed to Harbe, which sounds like the Shoshani, which is the Moleh. Bimkomo, it's only the Tzadagad, or the Tzadapirsa, the tree next to the break in the wall. Now remember, we had this before, as a Machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, as to whether identification of an omer next to a pirsa in a wall is considered. However, as we explained over there, and we'll explain it again over here, it's a big difference between the two cases. Over there, the omer is not Machubai. Therefore, you can't really view it as the omer next to the pirsa. I mean, the omer happens to be next to the pirsa right now. Like anything, the tree planted next to the pirsa is a permanent identification. Therefore, even they kill on this motor, that's not going to be
shaken. Why is it different than the Persian food we had before?
He wouldn't be. The Shar Kol HaZaitim, but a normal Zayit, Shnai Shikah, Shloshai Nashikah. With the Yossi on there, Ein Shikah HaZaitim. There's no way to forget an olive tree. Oh, see, your mother's going to say, this is a shell. Now this is such a poignant look, historical look. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yossi lived right after the attack of Adrianus. There were no trees. Mm-hmm. They had stripped the land there. And whatever was there was so valuable and so meaningless that how could anybody possibly forget an olive tree? So it's not possible to view it as shirka. But under normal circumstances, obviously not saying there's some magic that there wasn't a high shirka an olive tree. Yeah. Unbelievable thing. Over everyone. Because it would be no yeah, someone that teaches us what the circumstances are. Oh, Rabbi Ma. See, the Shachakta Omer Basadeh. And that means Omer Shachakta Chol La'olam. And that has to be something that you can really forget. But over here, you're not going to forget it by a day. It's going to sit there and it's a day. You can't possibly forget something that is outstanding. Rabbi Yirmiyahu has a few very interesting questions. So suppose it was Misuyam Dejaadra. Suppose that he had a particular tree that, this was a tree that he played on as a kid. So to him, it has a particular personal meaning. It certainly does not have any objective personal identification. I mean, objective identification other people would notice. But it's the tree that he always swung on as a kid. Is the Torah talking about things that are universal, or that anybody would recognize this is its unique shame, its unique mokum, its unique maizim? Or does it just mean you personally? We are programmed to receive. But you can never read. The handle's on. So would that be considered to be shikha or not? Okay, that's my first issue. Now, is that to be shayam is true, Mr. Yamana? How about in a case where I have a tree that itself is not Mr. Yam, but I only decide hadekha. So, can a dekel now, because it might be Misuyam, be Misayim, the tree next to it? And so we combine the element of Misuyam with Mokom now. How about if we have two trees, neither of which would have been Misuyam on its own, but because it's next to another tree, the two together create a special sense. So we say, okay, so now it's how you Shnehem Misufa, but only because they're Shnehem. So it's in that better grove, so to speak. Is the better grove not shikha, or is it because of the uniqueness of the tree? Would we say zemisayin at zek, zemisayin at zek? Would each one then be capable of being misayin the other one? I have another question. Is this a relative issue, or is it an absolute issue? And now you will soon see the answer to your question. So here's a perfect example of what we learned from the Joseph. In other words, suppose your entire field consists of nitufot. You have a fantastic grove of olives. Each and every one of these trees anywhere else would be unique. To you, it's another run-of-the-mill tree. So here we have the same question as the first question in the inverse. Mm-hmm. that the tree is universally recognizable, but in context of your particular grove isn't recognizable, is the Torah saying that this is an outstanding tree and therefore can't be shakua? That's the question. So I saw kol tadeo, this is what, that case I can answer, because that's Rabbi Yossi. Potentially Rabbi Yossi, isn't it? Now, Shmina Minhat. Rabbi Yossi on there ain't shikha, was 18. And what do you mean? No zayat can be forgotten. Now, no zayat can be forgotten. I'm still all the same. Right? So you see that when all things are unique, each and every one is unique.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic insight, right?
Mm-hmm.
When everything is unique,
then
there's still each individual is unique. We don't say, well, this is a school for gifted children. You're not a gifted child anymore because you're not with you're with all these other gifted children. You're just one of the mill. Say, no, I'm unique. It's the same thing over here. Because what did Rabbi Yossi say? Ancient college of human, Rabbi Yossi explained, Lo amar Rabbi Yossi el b'rishona, shelo ayu azetim mitzuyin shabad rayanus harasha v'yichriv et kol ha'aret. Aval achshav shazetim mitzuyin, nowadays that Zaytim are Mitzuyim, they would now become Shukim. So here, just like the Zaytim that are not Mitzuyim are all considered to be unique, so here I have my whole field is unique, it's still considered to be unique. And therefore will not be Shakua. The whole earth becomes a grove of unique Zaytim. In Rabbi's time, all earth is wrong. But I have a grove of unique, so it remains unique. We don't say, well, but all our trees are unique. That's exactly true, says Rabbi. All our trees are unique, and therefore none of them can ever be forgotten.
That's what we just said, and that really wasn't what he was saying.
It is what he was saying.
No, because the times change.
Okay, because at other times they're not unique.
Right, and so that therefore, do you think, even though by itself it would be unique, but because it's in the grove of all uniques, and therefore you go to the essence.
Please don't start going off. Let's analyze Rabbi Yossi.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi is talking about a case in which the whole earth has the same olive tree.
Right.
So none of them could therefore be called unique.
Okay.
Nonetheless, he says they can't be forgotten because they're all unique.
Special.
Okay, how could they all be unique? Is that a contradiction in terms? If they're all unique, then they're all the same, so none are unique.
But the situation
is interesting. This is, by the way, there's a whole machlokas between people who write books about using words. So is it possible to say more unique or less unique? What does that mean? If it's unique, I mean, if they're all unique, and I think it's more unique, so that's a contradiction in terms. It's an oxymoron, right? I'll just say, what do you mean? Why can't you have a whole group of unique, and then you have something more unique within that context?
Mm-hmm.
A whole discussion about this, but anyway. Exactly. Perfect. He's saying it's that Mamish Kong is wrong. Unique? That's exactly the point. Right. So we have something that everyone is unique and nonetheless.
Yeah, the world would like to see us made in the
We'll talk about this on Tubao. We've got all of the trees in the world are the same. They're all unique. So if they're all the same,
they're all the same,
I can't forget that. I should be able to forget any of that.
Right.
But Rabbi Yossi says you can't forget any of that. But they're all the same at this point in time. There are no other types. They're all the same. Any olive tree that you'll see is exactly the same as any other olive tree.
Okay. So therefore today olive trees should be
unique.
Because all olive trees are by that definition unique. Today.
There can be a static
they were all special. So today they're less special? No. They're the same one.
I thought 20
years after. Okay. There is a status of uniqueness that can be conferred by relative things, or can there be a status of uniqueness that I can conferred because of relative time, because of relative place. But nonetheless, even though the olive that I'm not combining any olives in the country, because there are no olives in this country, are very unique here, now. Fine. Dealing with the here and now, can I now look at a particular olive tree among all these unique trees and say, therefore, it is too unique to be forgotten? They're all the same. They're all unique, and therefore they're the same. Nonetheless, Rabbi says, value is conferred not relative to each other, value is conferred relative to something else. So therefore, in my case, where I have a field in which they're all unique relative to something else, but not relative to each other, so in my field, I should be able to forget, said the Gemara. No, you see, from Rabbi Yossi, we don't look at relative to each other. We look at relative to something else. And relative to something else, these are unique things. Right? There's a universal definition of uniqueness. And therefore, I don't care about relative to you. You may be an idiot who doesn't recognize uniqueness. It doesn't matter to us. Unique is unique. As long as I can show you what it's unique to. You good?
I understand what he's saying.
Where do we get up to? Yeah, so Yeshua and Shikha, therefore you see that point. Now, getting to these unique identifiers that you said, if a tree is called Bishmo, and you said, that what was Shmo? Shofchani. So what does Shofchani mean? I guess it means that it's Notet Shemen, but that was the case that you said in the beginning, Mitufa. So what do you have? You start off, all sides is for shame, I feel desired and it's too far. So what do I write? What's different? No tape, shall pay, same word. So you haven't had anything, but I mean it's too far. That's what you said the case was before in the race of the Mishnah. So you didn't say Shulchani has to be something else. What is the Shulchani? What it's talking about, Ella, Shuoset Shemin Harbe, what it's talking about is that this thing can make shemen because it makes a lot of fruit. Not that the fruit are no taste. Different things. So it's how many olives it'll make. But non b'masav shosar day. He said, but your example of that it's unique in its might and not in its shame was that it makes a lot. And I get it. But now you're saying that's a shame. It's called Shofchani. What about if you wouldn't call it Shofchani? It would just be a tree that makes a lot. These olives produce a lot of oil. Now you're saying it needs a special name for that, but you said it doesn't need a special name for that. The next case in the Mishnah is you said, B'ma'asav, Shu'oseh Harbeh. So you can't be telling me that Shmo is Oseh Harbeh, and Ma'asav is Oseh Harbeh, and they're two different things. Hello, Shofchani, Shu'oseh Shemen Harbeh. Netufa is Noteh Shemen. And the Maisa, Shu'osarbe, meaning Shu'osarbe, which has nothing to do with the oil, and they produce wheat oil. Maybe the olives are very poor olives. But it's a high yield tree, that's all. Not ultimately high yield tree. That's also enough. So we have three different levels over here. That's what we're identifying here. Baishani. Now some want to say, either by name, or Baishani means Mamish Baishani. This tree seems to have a tinnitus problem. It doesn't want to show too much of its fruit. Right? So Isabai Neymar, but others want to say, no. A tree that embarrasses others is called a Baishan.
It makes a lot of fruit.
Exactly. Mubayish other trees. So even if it's called Al Shem the Bushan, the first case would be Even if a tree is identifiable because it's a lousy tree, you don't forget it.
So when
it's a tremendous kiddush. That's the first step. You would have thought my cousin is poor. You would have thought my cousin is good. The second thing, the first one by Shamin is that it's called by Shamin because of it's bad, and that's from Kiddush. I can call a tree bad and still not forget it. Mm-hmm. You don't forget the bad things either, which kids usually know too, right? It's pretty okay. If you're not going to like me because I'm specially good, I'll be specially bad, and then you'll remember me also. It's the same thing. It's like the as long as it's in the newspapers, that's all I care. So what they said really doesn't make any difference. Okay, others learn that it's called a baishan because it's mazit lechavrei, because it embarrasses the other. And this is another way of calling it, another way to show chani and so on. So even though it's hashem, the busha that causes the others, but nonetheless, it gives it a unique identification. We find the same exact thing. This is a very important idea. There's so many moral implications of this idea. We call the Gemara says, why is a navel called a navel? Because it makes everything else sound horrible. So it's minabel at Kokhoi Ashir. It makes other things look bad. So that, something that makes other things look bad is called bad looker. And we find the same thing in the inverse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is he called Melech HaKavod? Because he's Mechabit as Briyosa.
Wow.
Yeah. So he's called the Melech HaKavod because it's Meliatukit. How many are covered? All right, so here we have the same idea. Yeah. No, that's
a...
No, that's a... You're finished. It's a different idea. It's not the end. It's not the relationship between the one who does. Now, the question that we have, however, is, do we mean over here that when it's unique in terms of its mitzvah over here, does it have to be a four times multiple? Because that's what we said by the case of Gadot Tanin and Taman. We said before, it's called Omrei HaSadeh Shokav Kav. The Atat Shalar Ba'at Kavim. We have normal Omerim of a Kav, and then you put one Omer of four Kav, and you for Shokeach it. So we said, Yitzivan Shuot Teyo Temi Kaviro, I guess, Yimishu Mesuyam, if that's the reason, it's because it makes more than the others. So then it would be four times more. And if that's the reason, of course, we know that that's not the case. We know that we saw before that the case is over there because, according to Beit Shammai, it's split it up, and therefore it's considered to be four in a row. In the sense it's a row, it's a shura, it's not shik, has nothing to do with the relationship of the kav to the four. Therefore, you cannot bring a raya. So then... No. Everybody, that was four, or they said all three, and the other shot was because it's considered choosing to be a goddess, I think the Kuliyama. Not because you can split it up, but it's not because of the relationship between the other ones and this one. In which case, we could read the Gemara thing the answer. In other words, no, even though whatever it is, so it's Kanishu Masuyan. That makes it special no matter what. It has nothing to do with the four relationship before. That would be better. So that way we access the answer we had before. We put into the Gemara here. So that makes a lot of sense. Another question that I have is Adi Avakoshan Abishana. Is this something that it has to do all the time? Or it often produces more? Is that enough? Or I have to be able to rely on it? Or to me, it says, "Gemara Nikivacho Ata Ruvan Shoshanim, to me Shuhu Mitzvayam Dami." Again, here it sounds like the same way of playing it that we did before, but it sounds more like part of the question than the answer. It's hard to know in Yerushalmi sometimes. There's never an indication of whether we're leaving something hanging. There's never a taker. There's never a tibori. There's a hang. It's hard to know whether it's an answer or whether it's a continuation of the question. I'm not sure. Bimekomo. Well, we said, what about if it's Mitzvayam Bimekomo? It says, so it's only Bimekomo. So then it would be only Bitsad Agat or Bitsad Akhirsa. Now, does this mean that it's only going like Beit Shammai? Must mean the Beit Shammai? The Beit Shammai only in Hefker, and Asking and half turn, this is also the way the Yerushalmi does things. It quotes the Mishnah, thinking that, of course, you remember the rest of the Mishnah. You know that Mishnah that starts off with half turn and half turn has absolutely nothing to do with this. But the end of the Mishnah that does, because the end of the Mishnah was, and if you left the Omer next to the Pirsa, next to the God, So that means it's only Beit Shammai who said over there that it's considered to be Mitzuyam. Is it only Beit Shammai that's saying our Mishnah too? That it's considered to be Mitzuyam? Omer and Yossi, no! Give it out Koli. They said, let me do that, my cloak. It's a man tabush, it's a davar mechubar. They're always talking about the Omer, putting an Omer next to a wall. So what are you going to say? The Omer is now uniquely identified by the fact that it's next to the wall. The Omer is movable. What are you think it profoundly relate to the fact that it's next to the wall? Brahma, oh, here you're talking about the olive tree that's been growing for the past 20 years next to the pier. So obviously it's called the olive tree by the pier side. It's something that you remember. It's unique. It's Mitzuyam. Rabba Davar Mechubar, Betzad Davar Mechubar. Now, when Rabbi Yossi said, ancient Kralas 18, you're Shimon Ben Yochim said, No, I'm Rabbi Yossi, Allah Barisho, Nashul, Ayu, Azik, Himitzuyim, Shabbat, Rayana, Tarasha, Yichriva, Kola, Ayas, Avala, Shavshah, Azik, Himitzuyim, Yesh, Lehem, Shikha, Amar Rabbi Yossi, by the way, don't confuse this Rabbi Yossi with Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah. This is Rabbi Yossi the Amorah, because otherwise you'll go bananas. But Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo kiev adam shikha v'zeisi, another Rabbi Akiva. The only one who was machayev, the shikha on zeisi, was Rabbi Akiva, the Darish, acharecha, acharecha. He learns out the pasuk of Acharecha, where it says the din of Lo Tisaer Acharecha by Zeitin. He learned that out from the Acharecha, which doesn't really appear, but we're pretending it appears, by the Acharecha that appears by the Omerim. Because whatever chiyuv there is by the Omerim, that's the chiyuv that there is by the Zeitin. Of course, you might have to ask, there ain't no such word, but all right. So therefore, we have the problem with the years over years, which the Gra changes. So me'ata ein shikha l'gifamim. Since we don't find a din of shikha, we don't have a din of acharecha that is mentioned by gifamim. So there would be no shikha by gifamim according to this. That's right. Yes. We do have a little problem. Hatevun are a Omer Shikha and Lo Kiv Acharecha. It never says that word. Where the heck did you get the idea that there's a Gzera Shavah to a non-existent word? Yes, it says Lo Tashuv L'Kasso. It says don't go back, which means don't go back. If you go back, it's L'Acharecha. So it's Kamisha Katuv L'Acharecha. And we know, as the Bavli brings all the time, that Zui Shiva, Zui Bia, that was Rabbi Shmuel of Darshan. The Shavat Reino Bark, I mean, that's a pretty different word. But in context, it means the same word. I'm not creating. I'm not creating. Not replaced. Shav is Bark. In this context, Shavat Reino means Bark. And here, Lashuv is Lashuv Me'acharecha. So, Mithimish is Lashuv. It's Mithimish is Me'acharecha. If you're on a boy, Hayim Zayat Mithufat. Hoyil v'hu misuyam. We're talking about over here the case of the Zayat HaNetufa. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, we're asking now, if you started already to be malakit from it, and you forget the rest, so over there, in other words, I understand the Zayat, if I forget the Zayat, we're saying that it's not Shikha. That's because you're going to remember it because you didn't deal with it yet. But you already started dealing with it. You're down 90% of it, right? So maybe once you've started it already, so then we don't say, oh, this is a Zayat Mitufa, there's no way you're going to forget it. Okay, that's what I'd like to know. And according to that, of course, according to the Yossi, you hold that all Zaytim are Hashuv. If I have now a field of all Zaytim that are Hashuv, and I come along now and I forget one of them, I already started working on the Zaytim that are Hashuv. So the din of shikha may well be relative to what I'm working on. The din of identification might not be relative, but my forgetting might be relative. So if you're going to tell me, then I feel all daita to the yosi, and we say, I feel yitzilbo, kamisha lo yitzilbo. I want to know whether you go so far as to say that having started doing it, it remains the uniquely identified daita to the top, or is it only if this particular tree hadn't been started on. But if that would be the case, then what Rabbi Yossi said wouldn't have made any sense, and I would have. Because obviously they can't be Shikra unless I already started. If you're saying once I started, it's not unique, then what do you mean that there's no Shikra? Then there is Shikra. Right? So you see that this din of uniqueness is defined by even in the case where you just started. Because otherwise there's no meaning to the whole statement. Right?
Would you like to be yourself also doing?